Sister told me that every day before her husband would go to work, he would pray Fajr in the masjid, and before he left the house, he would give her a goodbye hug, and it was something that meant so much to both of them. One morning, she was using the restroom, and she didn't get out in time, and he had to leave to make it to Salah. And so he said goodbye through the door, and she was really sad that they didn't get their goodbye hug before he left. She prayed Fajr, and after she prayed, she got a text from her husband saying that he forgot something at home and he's gonna come back. He comes in the house, she goes to him, and they give each other a really long hug, and then she asks, "What did you forget?" And he says, "This, I forgot my goodbye hug." And so, subhanAllah, that joy and that mercy and that tranquility that she felt when he came back, when he made the effort to come back just to give her that hug for their day, that comfort that she shared this story with is what I want to share with you. I speak about trauma in the community, especially as it relates to women, a lot. And at the same time, we have solid men and solid women who work really hard for one another. And I think it's important for us to also speak about those stories, which you don't hear about very often. Yes, download Qariya, the Women Quran Recitors app, for free on Google Play and Apple Stores.